Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Election night results for a statewide special election. Paso Robles expands emergency medical services with paramedic squad. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today, 30% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, it's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. California voters have approved the new congressional district boundaries proposed by Proposition 50 yesterday by a significant margin. As of about 6 this morning, 75% of votes in California have been counted. Proposition 50 is sitting at 63.8% yes, 36.2% no. Prop 50 seeks to add as many as 5 additional seats to Democrats in the House of Representatives. Here in San Luis Obispo County, the clerk recorder has released an unofficial election night result document for voters in the county. Voters voted 56.21% yes and 43.79% no in San Luis Obispo County. The city of Paso Robles announced the implementation of a paramedic squad effective Sunday, November 9th. The city says the launch of this specialized unit was made possible through the support of the Paso Robles City Council and dedicated funding from Measure J20. The city says medical emergencies account for a majority of 911 calls within the city. The paramedic squad is designed for rapid response to medical incidents with trained paramedics and advanced life support capabilities. This approach also preserves fire engines and specialized equipment for fires, rescues, and other kinds of emergencies, reducing wear and operational costs associated with heavy fire apparatus. The City of Paso Robles extends its sincere appreciation to the community for its continued support as it continues to modernize and strengthen emergency response capabilities. Atascadero resident selected as champion of the community by State Park and Recreation Society. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. An Atascadero resident has been named as the champion of the community by the California Park and Recreation Society, or CRPS, District 8. This district represents Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. This distinguished honor, according to the city, recognizes individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, service, and dedication to enhancing community life. Albert Almadova has been granted this honor. He is known as Mr. Atascadero for his leadership and enthusiasm. Albert Almadova has been the driving force, according to the city, behind many of its beloved events and youth programs. This includes the snow slide at Winter Wonderland, coordinating logistics for the Colony Days Parade, cooking for veterans memorial events, assisting with the Tamale Festival, and the former lieutenant governor of the Kiwanis Club of Atascadero. The City of Atascadero extends its heartfelt congratulations and gratitude to Albert Almadova for this well-deserved recognition. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and the Air Pollution Control District, announced there will be another prescribed burn conducted this week. CAL FIRE says the burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation on private lands, 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Pozo Road and Rinconada Road. The burn is scheduled to occur just one day, on Thursday, November 6th at about 10 a.m., weather permitting. The County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from CHP, have arrested two suspects in connection to a burglary in Templeton and in Napomo. The Sheriff's Office says that yesterday at about 4 a.m., they responded to a burglary in progress at a pharmacy on the 600 block of West Teft Street in Napomo. CHP arrived to the city first, and the burglary suspects immediately fled the scene. Officers managed to detain one suspect, while the sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on the fleeing vehicle. They found evidence of the burglary inside the vehicle and were able to identify the suspects as the same responsible for a burglary of a pharmacy on the 1300 block of Los Tablas Road in Templeton. The suspects were identified as 32-year-old Andre Story and 41-year-old Brandon Williams, both from the Los Angeles area. They were booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of burglary and conspiracy. In sports, for the NFL, KPRL will have the Raiders game this Thursday at 5 o'clock. They'll face the Broncos. In the NBA, the Warriors beat the Suns yesterday, 118-107. The Thunder over the Clippers, 126-107. The Pelicans beat the Hornets, 116-112. The Raptors over the Bucks, 128-100. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Kings. The Lakers will go against the Spurs. The Thunder will face the Trailblazers. And the Pelicans will go against the Mavericks. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time, I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
California headline news. In a landslide, Prop 50 wins passage from California voters, allowing for the redrawing of congressional district boundaries, aiding efforts to get Democrats more U.S. House seats. Governor Gavin Newsom says election results prove that voters are on to President Trump.
Why else would he call Greg Abbott, saying he's entitled to 5 seats? Why else is he trying to rig the midterm elections before one single vote?
Republican State Assemblyman David Tongipas says California voters were lied to and that Republicans will continue to fight.
So this has energized a lot of people, including myself, to keep on fighting because the future of California is what matters. This is just the beginning. It will never end.
Senator Alex Padilla says he won't run for governor next year. The Democrat and L.A. native made the announcement at the U.S. Capitol, saying he needs to stay in Washington to fight President Trump's agenda and its effects on California. California with some of the highest taxes in the United States, according to a new study. Jeff Scott, California News.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and 2 sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Launched in 2024, Merced College's AgTech program was designed to teach farm workers foundational skills they need to perform high-tech jobs in the agriculture sector. Agriculture and the AgTech industry is evolving, Cody Jacobson, Dean of Agriculture and Industrial Technology at Merced College, told AgAlert in an interview. He wanted to train the boots-on-the-ground laborers, the folks who are harvesting fruits and vegetables so that they can be competitive for those careers and not get displaced out of the jobs. The program, which is part of the F3 initiative, is offered at 7 community colleges in California. It is the state's first competency-based agriculture program, which means that instead of enrolling for a 15-week semester and earning a letter grade, students complete the course on their own time and earn a certificate by demonstrating mastery of the skills taught in the program. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with about a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows right around 52. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. North winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Mostly cloudy on Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, then cloudy on Wednesday, with a 40% chance of showers next week. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday, low 80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 70s Tuesday, down to 66 a week from today. Currently it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly mixed. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 42,000 new jobs created by private employers in October, reversing the slump from September. The ADP report is more closely watched because government reports are not coming out during the shutdown. McDonald's shares opened up 2.5%. McDonald's is dealing with inflation, but customers are returning to its restaurants for extra value meals and snack wraps. Chipmaker AMD reported an upbeat quarter, but the stock opened down 1%. Investors have been taking profits on chip and artificial intelligence stocks. Humana shares are down 8%. The health insurer says it's dealing with higher medical costs and it's lowering its full year forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Feel that chill in the air? Now's the perfect time to layer up. The outerwear shop is now open at UNTUCKit with sharp new jackets and vests made for this season and beyond. You'll find all the right layers to keep you warm and looking sharp, including cozy sweaters, sweatshirts, and more. But hurry, fall weather won't wait, and neither should you. So don't miss the outerwear shop, open now at UNTUCKit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. Wally, wally with the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da
da da da da da da da.
Karen's in this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Sound off. She'll have Debbie Gibson discussing the recap of the election and some other things about alleged allegations of a water district misspent grant money. Gee, that's something we haven't heard. And so enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, it's coming up this Saturday. It is the Salute to Our Heroes just in time for Veterans Day. That's at the Stray Warbird Museum from 10 until 3. All right, show and shine, first responder display, military vehicles, reenactment, paratrooper drops, kids zone, food, beer, and wine. That's 10 till 3. I have six tickets left. Six tickets left, so you have a good chance. All you have to do is email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. It's a one free admission. It's only $10 to get in, folks. So I'll let you know through the email if you have won the admission pass. So again, I'd like to have them all gone by today. So give you a couple of days to show up at the radio station and make sure you pick them up. All right. So do so. Okay. Somebody sent me in the site to go to on the election breakdown. And this is when we talk about a republic, and most of the counties the percentages I'm going to give you. These are the counties. They're going to be sucked into the... they will have absolutely no say. No say, because most of these counties are, if not all, are Republican. And this is the percentage of people in those counties who voted no on 52. Excuse me, on Prop 50. Some of the examples, Tuolumne County, these are all no's, 60%. I'm rounding them off. Sahama County, 72. Calaveras, 64. Siskiyou County, 61. Amador County, 65. 78%. Lassen County, Glenn County, 71. 66 in Colusa. Plumas County, 61. Also 60 in, Mariposa. 77 in Modoc. Sierra County, 64%. How about that for a resounding no? And again, most of those counties, well, all of them are rural, they will be sucked in to Democrats with no representation. You talk about Republican doing the right thing and so forth. If you go back, you have to remember that at the beginning of this Prop 50, there were quite a few Democrats who said this is wrong. And yet, they were probably told they better toe the line or else. So, that's there. Now, I'm going to go on the opposite side. The counties that voted heavily, yes. Los Angeles County, 73%. Santa Clara County, 71%. Alameda County, 79%. Contra Costa County, 70%. San Francisco County, 84%. 76 in San Mateo. Sonoma, 74. 67 in Monterey County. Yep. Santa Cruz County, 77%. And what's this one here? Marin County, 80%. Yep, fair election. Napa, 67. So there you have some of the breakdown on the numbers, folks. And overall, I thought I saw in our county, where was it? I think it was, again, I round this out, that only 45% of the people in this county voted. Only 45. And again, the numbers were 56.2 to 43.7. That's yes versus no. 45% of the people. Oh, gosh. It's pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. All right, maybe you have some thoughts on it, or where do we go from here? Or can we go from here? Or what's in the future? Because I mentioned the word socialism. And right now, would you have to say that we are somewhat of a capitalist, social, mixed economy or country in general? There is socialist policies, and I'm not talking about the ones that we were forced many years ago, and this has to do with Social Security, because people will like to do that. But when you look at our overall infrastructure, and I don't mean the highways and so forth, you look at all the programs that the government takes from us and gives to others. As I mentioned, in California, it is over 40% of Californians receive some kind of subsidy. 40%. That's quite a few people. Quite a few people. Wonder how most of them voted. And this is why it's a dangerous path in the future, because these people that are taking from us, they are no doubt raising people to be of the same mindset. And as that number continues to grow, you're going to have the percentages grow as well. So it's disheartening for many Americans who have been brought up to do it the right way. The right way. So where are we in 10 years from now? Do call back, 5775, which you can text that. Let's see here. Kevin, I would like to, if you send in the same family, send it in. We don't do that. Just one family, okay, on the tickets here. All right, again, want to be fair and don't want to get into a you-know-what contest over this stuff. Okay, let's see here. We've got that. Okay, the tickets, because I've got six tickets left. Six tickets left. All righty, anything else that may be on our minds as we regroup, so to speak, if we can, going forward, see what happens, because the midterms will be coming up. Remember, the Democratic leaders in California, they think this is the best way to go without coming out and saying this is the way we can totally control. They had control to begin with. They had the control to begin with. And again, you heard the news. We are the third highest tax state in the country. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's Darsha, and I have a report from last night. It was really interesting. So when you say that 45% of San Luis Obispo County voted, that's not quite accurate, and it won't be accurate, because that the numbers that are included in the count last night would be only the vote-by-mail ballots that had been received and fully processed in order to be able to be counted. So when people received their message saying your vote has been received and counted, it's not necessarily correct. It just means that their signature has been approved.
Okay, so it's
they promised
it,
that they were going to count everything.
Darsha, I'm looking. It says here, County of San Luis Obispo final unofficial election night results, and it has the polling on the total is 4,537. The vote by mail is 76,000. I'm rounding this off. So you're saying that's not final?
Absolutely not. Because not only did they didn't even count the envelopes that came in on election day.
Okay, so what do you think the percentage is going to be? If it's because what I'm just rounding it off here to 45.
I think it'll get up to at least 60%.
That's quite a jump
for our county, but it's still, 60-65. Yeah, there were thousands of ballots that people came to the precinct, and we had reports. San Miguel did a beautiful job, but there were lots of reports that I was getting from people that were indicating, hey, just drop off your vote by mail ballot. It's so easy. But what they don't realize is if they go inside and take 30 seconds to do a precinct ballot, the precinct ballots were all counted last night. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of vote by mail ballots dropped off at the precinct that still will take 7 to 10 days to process before they're counted.
So you're saying it won't matter statewide, though?
It won't matter statewide.
Okay.
They've already set it to where they want it to be. And I appreciate you bringing up each county and the results in the county. A lot of the counties that don't have the vote center counties, and I think there's not very many left, we're one of them where we have precincts and we have paper ballots. But the vote center counties have 11 days of early voting. I've been trying to tell people we don't really have that in our county unless you go to the clerk recorder in Atascadero or the clerk recorder in San Luis Obispo and vote on the ICX machine.
All right.
That's the only way you do in-person voting. There's lots more to come.
Okay.
For San Luis Obispo,
all right.
We're done.
I have another question because I thought about this yesterday. Would it be prudent to have, depending on the size of the city, more centralized voting areas?
Well, what I heard from Orange County, the entire Orange County only had 3 vote centers. So, highly Republican areas, there were 200 people in line. We did not have lines in our county. 200 people in line, 3 vote centers in Orange County.
Okay, do you think it would be wise to have less?
I like to have the precincts where you can go vote in person on election day with a paper ballot.
No, I'm not saying these aren't precincts, just more centralized places. So you have a, you know, again, let's just, this is an example. Let's just say two places in Paso Robles, on the east side and the west side. That's it. You go vote. Is that, would that be wise? It's not whether we like it or not.
I say the opposite. I say we want more smaller precincts where you could actually count the ballots at the precinct. I want decentralized. Simple, hand-counted. In fact, this is exactly, this whole Proposition 50 is exactly the reason that New California State exists. Now, there will be a New California State election next Tuesday on Veterans Day at Uncle Ed's Outfitters. And people can come out and you can vote in person on that election day, New California State, and have the votes counted right there at the precinct. We could do that at every single precinct. And we could have more honest elections than what we have now.
All right. Well, thanks. I got another call. Appreciate all the work.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I just wanted to say that my family receives four ballots. Two of those ballots are for our adult children who moved away years ago. So my husband and I voted. We're in that percentage that makes it sound like only half the people are voting, half the registered voters are voting.
Mm-hmm.
So in our case, we're not voting illegally for our kids.
Did you inform the county clerk recorder's office of the mess up, and how long has it been going on?
It's been going on for many years. I did at one time go to the county registrar and say, you got to take my daughter off. She moved away. And I was told she has to do it. So that was my only effort in that regard.
Don't they have to go through themselves and do like a self-audit on the who's eligible?
I don't know. I don't know how it works or how long it takes. One of our daughters, the oldest daughter, has recently, we've stopped receiving her ballot. But she's 45 and has lived out of state for over a decade. And moved out of our house over 20 years ago. So, you know, it took a very long time. We were still getting her ballot up until just recently.
So are you of the conspiracy thought?
Yes. I think that there's a lot of people. I mean, when we see these extra ballots sitting on our dining room table, it's like, maybe, you know, what thought goes through your mind. Well, I'm sure that the other side is probably got a lot of people voting those ballots that they're getting.
Have you ever had a conversation with, you know, a friend or just somebody in general of why many people don't think you need or should have a ID to vote?
I don't know anyone who thinks that way. Yes, I've had that conversation with a lot of people, but I don't know anyone who, well, online, I've seen people I know argue against it, but in person, I've never had a conversation with someone who supports no voter ID.
Can you recall what the reasoning, if it is such a thing as reasoning, why they don't think people should have to show an ID?
Well, they say it's cumbersome, it's hard on women who've had to change their names and don't have ID, and that's ridiculous. It can be cumbersome to get one of those real IDs, but we still have driver's licenses and all of this stuff. So,
yeah, I don't know if you were listening yesterday, because I came across a number. It said 21 million Americans do not have a government ID. I do not believe that number.
Well, I don't believe that number. Like, what age?
Well,
kids?
No, it was adults.
Okay.
But they, you know, they gave all the excuses, and I'm thinking, you know, because they predominantly it was low income and minority. And, you know, the first thing that jumped to my mind was, well, if they're low income, more than likely they're getting some kind of government supplement and they have to show an ID for that.
Yeah, I don't believe that there's that many people that don't have an ID.
Well, nor do I. Nor do I. No. Well, you could have had it. You could have gave the no a couple of extra votes if you'd been dishonest.
I bet the yes people did. That's my point.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in and telling us this.
All right. Thank you for what you do for your station. I appreciate you so much. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye. Let's see here on the email. The result of Prop 50 should be no surprise. California voters were too dumb to repeal the gas tax. Well... You do have that. You do have that. Let's see here. Let's see. Kevin is a Karen. When you do tax, which I like, I'm getting used to the taxes. Can you do it and not in Egyptian hieroglyphics and make sense? Let me see here. Conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories for a reason. They prove themselves true. Okay, let's see what else is on here. There's some kind of image. I don't know what that is. Nice song. Oh, you're talking about the intro. Well, that would be one Mr. Joe South. He wrote that song. And, yeah, the lyrics are pretty amazing. And he also has another song from the same era. It's Don't It Make You Want to Go Home. And it's way to describe it is the urban takeover of rural America. And again, when you had the singer-songwriters back in the day, it was the songs meant something. There was either a message or a story in there, and that's two of them by Joe South. Which, by the way, if you've ever heard the song Aretha Franklin, Chain, the beginning of it on the guitar, that is Joe South. He played on that song. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The city of Paso Robles announced the implementation of a paramedic squad effective Sunday, November 9th. The city says the launch of this specialized unit was made possible through support of the Paso Robles City Council and dedicated funding from Measure J20. A paramedic squad is designed for rapid response to medical incidents with trained paramedics and advanced life support capabilities. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and the Air Pollution Control District, announced there will be another prescribed burn conducted this week. CAL FIRE says the burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation on private lands east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Pozo and Rinconada Road. The burn is scheduled for Thursday, November 6th at about 10 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Election day after, Democrats sweep the most closely watched races. And the socialist mayor-elect of New York City running as a Democrat, Zoran Mondani, uses the moment to arouse New York against President Trump.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
Virginia governor-elect Democrat Abigail Spanberger focused on resisting Trump policies. She beat Winsome Earl Sears by 15 points. But Democrat Mikey Sherrill pledging to be the governor of all New Jersey voters.
I know not everyone voted for me, but I'm working for everyone.
After beating back Republican Jack Cittarelli by 13 points, President Trump blames GOP losses on Senate Democrats' government shutdown at a strategy breakfast, saying we cannot be extorted, and watching Supreme Court oral arguments on the legality of his global tariffs. America is listening to Fox News.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted.
At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, well, well. Now we're down to a 24% chance of rain late morning to early afternoon, but remaining cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, and 18% chance of rain later tonight. And let's see here. Clouds overnight, lows in the upper 40s. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mostly sunny skies on your Thursday, with highs in the low 70s, upper 70s sunny on Friday, upper 70s Saturday, Sunday 80, upper 70s Monday, Tuesday low 70s, mid 60s a week from today with a 50% chance of some of that wet stuff. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:30 a.m., 5:05 p.m., we are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. Boy, that's birthdays and anniversaries. I'm doing community calendar, which was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Restaurant. We'll get to the birthdays and anniversaries here in just a moment. The Optimist Club of Paso Robles in Atascadero presents their third annual Festival of Trees Saturday, November 22nd at the Pavilion on the Lake in Atascadero. Festival of Trees, just $75 per person. And let's see here, the event and the dinner, beer, wine, and champagne, and unlimited raffle tickets and will be sold as a share of 25 tickets plus one bonus ticket for $20 each. And again, this is the Festival of Trees, the fundraiser, November 22nd from 2 to 7 at the Pavilion on the Lake. You can go to eventbrite.com for tickets and additional information. All right, as we're hearing of festivals and so forth, it is the 64th annual Paso Robles Christmas Light Parade here in Paso Robles. The theme this year, Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Oh, isn't that special? Saturday, December 6th at 6, and the entry deadline is November 13th. Is that right? No, November 18th. November 18th. Okay, to get in for your floats, your marching groups, your cars, your trucks, your vans, and everything like that. Of course, this is with the Paso Robles Main Street Association. So get it in. It'll be here before you know it for the Christmas Light Parade. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Now it's time for birthdays and anniversaries. Okay, and birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. And again, it's coming up. Calendar, November 11th through the 13th. Take your used valuables to sell. Find out more, go to bellajewel.com. All right, local celebrities on this Wednesday. It says Andrew Bud Schmitz, Peggy Riley, Danica Aguilar, John Spencer, Melissa Riley, Ed Weaver, Debbie Harris, Terry Vigil, And we have Mark and Anita Stevens. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some folks, no doubt you have heard of. For an example, we have Earl Greasy Neal. Not exactly the one to lead off with, right? Well, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 1891, 1973. Natalie Schaefer. Ah, Gilligan's Island and a rich lady. She invested well. 1900, 1991. The actor, Joel McRae, 1905, 1990. The King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, 1911, 1998. Vivian Lee, Gone with the Wind, 1913, 1967. John MacGyver, he was a character actor. You would recognize him. 1913, 1975, a gentleman who used to live here on the Central Coast, over there at CMC. Ike Turner, 1931, 2007, one of the great record producers out of Nashville. Billy Sherrill, 1936, 2015. A very talented actress, Elke Sommer, 1940. Art Garfunkel, 1941. Sam Shepard, 1943. Graham Parsons, 1946, 1973. I saw this guy in concert. If you see the Hermits or Peter Noon, go see him. What an entertainer this guy is. He was born in 1947. One of the greatest all-around college basketball players ever, Bill Walton, 1952-2024. Kellen Winslow, Pro Football Hall of Fame, tight end, 1957. Onward we go. Not a bad baseball player, Lloyd Mosby, 1959. Let's see here. Tatum O'Neal, 1963. Javi Lopez, catcher. Remember getting on him at a game in Tampa. He was born in 1970. Todd Collins, the QB, 1971. Former All-Star with a couple of teams, including the Yankees. Johnny Damon, 1973. And Bubba Watson, the golf guy, 1978. Odell Beckham Jr., 1992. Passing away on this day, Jimmy Davis, governor of Louisiana. And he wrote, "You Are My Sunshine." And he's in six Hall of Fames. He died in 2000. George M. Cohan, the playwright. You're a Yankee, you're a grand old flag, and I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. And he passed away in 1942. Jill Claybaugh passed away in 2010. Mr. Fred McMurray, 1991. Al Capp, who gave us Little Abner, 1979. Ward Bond, he was in a whole bunch of movies, including many with his best friend John Wayne, 1960. Max Sennett. Yes, indeed, the king of comedy. He died in 1960. And, he would have been interested in Prop 50. Henry Gannett, father of American map-making. He was born in, he died in 1914. Going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I've said this, he was not the scorer that Lou Alcindor was. He was not the rebounder that Hakeem Olajuwon was. He was not the shot blocker that Patrick Ewing was, and he was not the passer as good as Wes Unseld. However, when you combine everything, I'm talking at the college level, he was the best fundamentally all-around center I ever saw play college basketball. And he was a first-round pick, and he did lead the Portland Trail Blazers to a championship, and he was an MVP, not only in the league but in the finals, and he had injuries, and that changed things for him. But yet, he was able to battle back and win two more NBA championships with the Celtics and also be the sixth man of the year. And also, at one point, he was a rebounding leader and the blocks leader. Just a fundamentally sound basketball player. He was fun to watch. Fun to watch. The gentleman he's from Southern California. I think it was La Mesa or someplace like that. Anyway, Bill Walton goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from CHP, arrested two suspects in connection to a burglary in Templeton and in Napomo. The suspects were identified as 32-year-old Andre Story and 41-year-old Brandon Williams, both from the Los Angeles area. They were booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. California voters have approved the new congressional district boundaries proposed by Proposition 50 yesterday by a significant margin. As of early this morning, about 70% of votes have been counted, with Prop 50 sitting at 63.8% yes and about 36% no. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a 25% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
Just a couple of years ago, Walton was ranked as one of the, 64th greatest basketball player in NBA history. And many basketball historians consider him one of the best all-around players in the history of basketball, professional or college. All right, we've got one more to go this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.